Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on The Handmaid's Tale.
We have embarked on one of the most ambitious projects this world has ever seen. We have brought peace and order where there was chaos and disorder.
I would like to know whatever there is to know. What's going on? How it all works? Everything.
From Wondery, this is The Handmaid's Tale. This is part 5.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every night when I go to bed, I think, in the morning, I will wake up in my own house and things will be back the way they were. I'll be with Luke and Daisy, and all this will be a bad dream. It hasn't happened this morning either.
Let us pray. Lord God, most divine King of Kings, be with us now for the act we are about to perform in your name.
Yes.
Bless us with your strength and power as we come together to do your work.
Amen.
We thank you for sending us your handmaiden of Fred into our household.
Yes.
And ask you give us, through a Fred, a child. We draw on the example you gave us in Rachel and her servant Bilhah in the good book. As you gave Rachel a child through her maid servant, we ask for a child through ours. In your name, God, give Serena joy and I a child this day. Amen.
Praise be.
Praise be.
Is everyone ready? My dear?
Yes.
A friend?
Yes.
Shall we go upstairs then?
Sanity is a valuable possession. I hoard it in the way people once hoarded money. I save it so I will have enough when the time comes, when someone will come to rescue me.
Good morning, Alfred. Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Are you ready to go shopping?
Yes.
It's such a beautiful day. Shall we go the long way down by the river?
Yes. Alf Glenn says she works for Mayday, the Resistance. I hope she does.
We can help you get out.
Really?
There's a network of safe houses. They smuggle people across the border to Canada.
Then why don't you escape?
Agents are needed here. It's risky work, but somebody has to do it.
Do you know a Moira?
Moira? Why?
She used to be my best friend. She escaped from the Rachel and Leah Reeducation Center. Moira.
Yeah, I think we helped her get out.
Really?
Keep walking. Are you trying to get us killed?
I'm sorry.
Look, it isn't safe even here. You've got to be more careful.
I want to find my husband and daughter.
Perhaps we can help. I can't make any promises. But first, you have to do something for us.
What?
We know you're seeing him.
Who?
Your commander. We know you're seeing him alone, outside of ceremony, without his wife present.
How?
We just know.
I have to see him. I can't say no.
Of course you can't. But find out about him, and tell us.
Find out what?
Find out what he does. See if you can get anything on him, any indiscretion, anything provable, anything we can use later on. Anything you can. All right?
I'll try.
Alfred! Yes, you! Come over here. I want you.
Ugh, it's too damn close in there. Sit down. Well, then. Nothing yet.
No, nothing.
Ah, it's too bad. Time's running out.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow it comes round again. Maybe we'll get lucky this time.
Maybe.
Well, maybe he can't. Maybe. Maybe you should try it another way.
What other way?
Another man. Oh, don't play the innocent. I find it so tiresome.
It's against the law.
Yes, I know you can't officially, but it's done. Women do it all the time. All the time.
With doctors, you mean?
Well, some do that. But it doesn't have to be a doctor. It could be someone we trust.
Who?
I was thinking of him. Over there, washing the car.
Joseph?
Joseph. He's been with us a long time. He's loyal. I could fix it with him.
What about the commander?
Well, we just won't tell him, will we? You might as well. Maybe I could get something for you. Something you want?
What's that?
A picture of her, your little girl. But only maybe. Would you like a cigarette? Yeah, not here. I'll give you one to take up to your room. You can ask Rita for a match. You tell her that I said so. It's only one, though. You don't want to ruin your health. I'll come to your room tonight at midnight, and I will take you down to Joseph's quarters. All right?
Yes.
Well, midnight, then.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you.
You remember my friend, Mrs. McLeod, and her handmaid of Warren? Oh, of course you do. Of Warren. Oh, you were friends, weren't you? Well, the baby, they just had it. It turned out to be no good after all. A shredder.
A shredder?
Oh. Looked like a monster, so I hear. It's tragic. It's contaminated with Agent Orange, they reckon.
My secret visits to the commander have become a habit. The commander's and my secret habit.
Greetings.
Two or three times a week, as soon as Serena Joy goes up to her room, I make my way down the hallway to his room. What we do there is talk and play Scrabble. I guess he just wants someone to be able to relax with. But tonight was different.
And how is my fair little one this evening?
I'm fine.
Up for a little excitement?
Pardon?
Tonight I have a little surprise for you. Something you like.
What's that? Chinese checkers?
Something better.
Where did you get it?
I didn't know your size. I hope it fits.
You expect me to put this on? I've never worn anything like this in my life.
But you want to, don't you?
Well,
it's a disguise. You'll need to paint your face, too. I've got the stuff for it. You'll never get in without it.
In where?
Tonight, I am taking you out.
Out?
Out of here.
But where?
You'll see.
I can't be too late. I have to get up early in the morning.
I think you need a bit of an escape. Come on, put it on.
I don't want you to watch me.
No. No, of course not. You can change behind that screen.
It's a fine evening, sir.
Yes.
Here, sir.
Yes. Now, I'll have to ask you to get down on the floor of the car.
Down?
Don't worry, it's not exactly a checkpoint. We have to go through the gateway. Wives are not allowed, you see.
Good evening.
Hi there. It's pretty crowded tonight, but there's a few spaces left up over there.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Just stay down a bit longer. We're almost there. Joseph, do you have that tag? This tag you have to wear on your wrist at all times, do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you, Joseph.
Sir?
Come on, we have to be fast. This is the back entrance. So if anyone asks you anything, just say you're an evening rental.
An evening rental?
Right.
Listen, I'm not sure about this.
Now don't panic. You'll love it here. Wait till you get inside. Ever been here before?
I think so. Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Didn't it used to be a hotel in the old days?
Yes, I believe so. Are you ready? Have you ever seen anything like it? It's like walking into the past, don't you think?
Yes. I try to remember if the past was exactly like this. I'm not sure now. I know it contained these things. Feathers, glitter, lingerie, shorty nightgowns, baby doll pajamas, see-through negligees, cheerleaders' outfits. But somehow the mix is different. It's like a masquerade party. They're like oversized children dressed up in clothes they've rummaged from the trunks. It's like a movie. A movie about the past is not the same as the past.
Don't gawk. You'll give yourself away. Just act natural. Just keep your mouth shut and act stupid. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Hello, Madison.
Take a seat.
Show me the way.
Is this a club?
Well, that's what we call it among ourselves. The club, or Jezebels.
I thought this sort of thing was strictly forbidden.
Well, officially. But everyone's human, after all.
What does that mean?
It means you can't cheat nature. Nature demands variety for men. It stands to reason it's part of a procreation strategy. It's nature's plan. Women know that instinctively. Why did they buy so many different clothes in the old days? Trick men into thinking they were several different women. A new one each day.
So now we don't have different clothes, you merely have different women.
Solves a lot of problems.
Who are these people?
It's only for officers and senior officials and trade delegations from overseas, of course. It stimulates trade.
No, I mean the women.
Some of them are pros. You know, working girls from the old days. They couldn't be assimilated.
And the others?
Well, there's quite a collection. That one there, the one in green, for instance. She's a sociologist, or was. That one was a lawyer. That one was in business, an executive position, some sort of fast food chain, or maybe it was hotels. We got some pretty smart women here if all you feel like doing is talking. And they prefer it here, too.
Then I see her. She's standing by the fountain, hanging all over some old guy. There's no mistake. She looks just the same, except she's dressed absurdly in a worn-out bunny suit. Why do men think women dressed up like rabbits are sexy? Look at me. Look at me.
Are you all right?
Yes. It's just...
You're not used to it.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's a long time since you've been to anything like this.
Yes.
Well, let's get you into the spirit of the place. How about a little drink?
I'm not supposed to, as you know.
Well, once won't hurt. Anyway, it wouldn't look right if you didn't. No nicotine and alcohol taboos here. You see, they do have some advantages here.
All right.
What'll it be then? They got everything. Imported.
A gin and tonic.
Good. I'll be right back with a gin and tonic then.
Is there a washroom?
Well, of course.
I need to go to it.
It's over there.
What if someone stops me?
Just show them your tag. It'll be all right. They'll know you're taken.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
I walk straight towards her. Look at me. Her eyes slide over me as if I'm just another palm tree, another chair. Come on, Moira. Just look at me.
I see you down here quite often.
Oh,
it helps me wind down.
That's great.
Well, that's what we're here to help you do.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a girl I keep seeing here, but each time I try to get her, she's already taken. Is there a queuing system or what?
No queuing. First there, first come.
Maybe if you point her out to me, I'll arrange things.
Oh, you girls, you're just so helpful.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whoa, are you new?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. I don't want to waste your time. I'm taken already. Excuse me. Meet me in the washroom.
She knew?
I think maybe there's a delegation or something from Asia coming later on. Sometimes they bring in girls from other clubs to make up numbers. I don't know. Why don't you point at that girl to me, and I'll go make arrangements.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, she's sure. Blessed be the fruit.
What?
Is this the washroom?
You've got 15 minutes, no more. Not you. You were just there.
I need to go again.
Rest break once an hour. You know the rules.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can I borrow some lipstick?
Oh, I don't have any. With me.
You know?
Yes.
That's funny. That's kind of funny. Oh, pretty dress. The pretty pink dress. The pretty pink.
Hey. Oh. Sorry. It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about her. She's just getting into the party mood. You look like the whore of Babylon.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to look like? You look like something the cat dragged in.
Government issue. I guess they thought it was me.
I can't believe it's you.
Don't do that. Your eyes will run. Anyway, there isn't time. Let's sit down. What the hell are you doing here? Not that it isn't great to see you, but what'd you do wrong? Laugh at his dick?
Is it bugged?
Probably. You want to smoke?
I'd love one.
On the other hand, it might not be. I can't imagine they'd care about anything you have to say. They've already heard most of it, and anyway, nobody gets out of here except in a black van, but you must know that if you're here.
I'm temporary. It's just tonight. I'm not supposed to be here at all. He smuggled me in.
Who?
My commander.
Some of them do that. They get a kick out of it. It's like screwing on the altar or something. Your gang are supposed to be such chaste vessels.
I really thought you'd escaped.
I did. Only I got caught.
You're the only person I know ever to have escaped from the center. All this time, I thought you were free. You were a beacon.
Don't talk like that.
Tell me what happened.
What's the point?
But she knew there was a point. So she did.
Not too tight. Please. I don't know why you're doing this to me, Moira.
All right. We're at the re-education center. I got that old hag, Aunt Elizabeth, tied up like a Christmas turkey behind the furnace. Open your mouth.
I have always been fair and honest with you.
She's given me all this stuff about how well she's always treated us. Yeah, sure, Aunt Elizabeth. So I gag her.
Wider. There. Don't struggle or you'll choke.
I wanted to kill.
I could kill you, you know. I could injure you so badly you'd never feel good in your body again. Just remember, I didn't, if it ever comes to that. All right?
I really felt like it. But now, I'm just as glad I didn't, or things would be a lot worse for me. I couldn't believe how easy it was to get out of the center. In that brown outfit, I just walked right through.
I see your pass.
Of course, I had Aunt Elizabeth's pass. That helped.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
With the Lord's help, I will. I kept going as if I knew where I was heading till I was out of sight. I didn't have any great plan. There were more spot checks than I remember from before. They were all over the place.
Join the line, please. Thank you very much.
I knew it wouldn't look right if I turned around in full view and went back.
Thank you very much. Miss!
Yes.
Could you join the line, please?
So I bluffed it through, the same as I had at the gate.
Your papers, please.
I was terrified.
Sorry to inconvenience you, ma'am.
Oh, what's going on?
Terrorist warning, security alert. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Papers, please.
But I only had so much time before they found the old bat and sent out the alarm. Soon enough, they'd be looking for me. One fake aunt on foot. I tried to think of someone. I ran over and over the people I knew. Before they busted the magazine where I worked in the old days, we divided the mailing list among us, and we each memorized a section before destroying it. So I tried to recall my section of the list. We had the religious denominations marked next to each name. You know, Q for Quaker, B for Baptist. That way we knew who to invite to marches and things. For instance, it was no good calling on the C's to do abortion stuff. You know, not that we'd done much of that lately. Anyway, I figure a married couple would be safest. Preferably Quakers.
Yes?
Hello, I'm doing a questionnaire for the local council. I'm wondering if you could spare a few moments of your time.
Well...
So she let me in, straight away. But as soon as I was inside, I took off the headgear and told them who I was.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
We would like to help you, but we have got kids, you see.
Please, there's nowhere for me to go.
We can't help you.
We got to think of our kids.
Yes.
Maybe... Honey.
No.
I'm going to take you to another house.
Jim.
Honey, I think that's the least we can do. Is that all right?
Okay. The first thing we're going to do is get you out of that outfit. If you go upstairs, my wife will fit you in one of her outfits.
The other house was Quakers, too, and I'd hit the jackpot because they were a safe house.
And bring your old clothes down. We'll incinerate them in the stove. We're going to try and get you out of the country.
Really? How?
You don't need to know how. We have a network of stations and safe houses.
They were better organized than you'd think. They'd infiltrated a couple of useful places. One of them was the post office. They had a driver there with one of those handy little trucks. I made it over the bridge and into the city proper in a mail sack.
You can come out now.
Where am I?
Well, that doesn't matter. You're going to be here for a few days.
Can I ask you something? Why are you helping me? Why is anyone helping me?
Don't take it personally, okay? I'm doing it for religious reasons.
They got him soon after that. He ended up hanging on the wall. I was underground, it must have been 8 or 9 months, taken from one safe house to another. They weren't all Quakers. Some of them weren't even religious. They were just people who didn't like the way things were going. They knew more or less what would happen to them if they were caught. Not in detail, but they knew. I almost made it out. They got me up as far as Salem, and then in a truck full of chickens in Maine. They were planning to get me across the border there.
Quickly. Straight down to the jetty. There. Do you see the boat with the eye painted on it?
Yes.
Someone's waiting for you there. Good luck.
Thank you.
Just take care now.
Thank you. So, I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody got suspicious. Maybe they thought the guy was out in his boat at night too much. By that time, it must have been crawling with guardians and eyes up there. And everywhere else close to the border.
Don't move. Stay exactly where you are. Put your hands on your head.
Down!
Secure! 21!
Secure the fisherman!
Move!
Lighten up! You're hurting me!
Move!
I'm cooperating!
Copy.
I thought this was the end of the road for me. But you know what they did? They showed me a movie. It was about life in the colonies.
I'm going to show you something that may disturb you somewhat. You will not like what you see, but it is important that you do see it. This woman is 30 years old. Her nose has fallen off. This woman is 25. See how her skin pulls away like rubber gloves? They were once women like you, women with a future. But they threw all their many chances away. Women like you. Now, they are workers in the cleanup squads in the colonies. The average lifespan for a worker in the colonies is 3 years. They are sent in to clean up after radiation spills. They clear away bodies after a battle, making fires with which to burn them. They treat the toxic dumps with neutralizing chemicals.
I was given a choice. The colonies or this. Well, shit, nobody but a nun would pick the colonies. So here I am, at Jezebel's. It's not too bad. You know, you should figure out some way of getting in here.
Mary, you don't mean that.
The food's all right, and there's drink and cigarettes, and we only have to work nights. They even give you face cream. I'll be good for a few more years yet.
Mary, you're not planning on staying.
How do you mean?
You've always got a plan to get out. You must have.
Why would I want to leave?
Because.
Oh, honey. I couldn't leave here even if I wanted to.
Why not?
When you came into the washrooms, did the aunt give you one of these?
Yes.
That's why we come in here.
What is it?
MFH. You haven't tried it?
MFH?
Manna from heaven. We get one sachet an hour. You unwrap it. You arrange the powder into two lines, like that. Then one side. Then the other. That's good. Now do you get it? That's why I can never leave this place.
Here is what I'd like to tell. I'd like to tell how Moira escaped, for good this time. Or if I couldn't tell that, I'd like to say she blew up Jezebel's with 50 commanders inside it. I'd like her to end with something daring and spectacular, some outrage, something that would befit her. But as far as I know, that didn't happen. I don't know how she ended, or even if she did. Because I never saw her again.
From Wondery, this is episode 5 of 6 of The Handmaid's Tale. If you enjoyed this episode, head to your member portal at wondery.com/plus and check out some of our other shows. In this episode, Offred was played by Marcia Dietland, Serena Joy by Leslie Hendricks, The Commander by Earl Hindeman, Ofglen by Murray Enos, Joseph by Dylan Chelfi, Moira by Tasha Lawrence, Aunt Lydia by Marion Seldes, Aunt Elizabeth by Peggy Price, Janine by Emma Roberts. Other parts were played by Kristen Marks, Bruce Sabbath, Shannon Williams, John Warden, Christopher Burns, and Edward Tully. This series was directed by John Dryden. It is a Goldhawk production. Theme music by Mark Hadling. Original score by Sasha Putnam. Our editor is Sergio Enriquez. Sound design by Nick Russell Pavier. Executive producers are Marsha Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.